Taylor and I were actually talking about how Nuts tried to make up his own nickname the other day.
Oh, yeah. That didn't work.
Yeah. No, I never tried
to. Not again. It was just
call
once.
Call me Honey Bee. Why didn't you just call me Honey Bee?
Well, that was like a year ago.
Yeah, that's why we brought it up again.
Well,
yeah, he tried to get rid of Nuts, but like Honey Bee just doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah. It's all right. I'm okay with Nuts.
Yeah. I'm glad you've really grown into it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, 10 years
you've
from
really
now.
You've really found your pair.
We're all going to be explaining to our kids how you were Nuts, and they're going to be like, man, I wish I had a friend with a name like Nuts.
Well, I know what's funny, actually, is we were playing disc golf this morning, and Emmett still has me saved in his little app, the disc golf app, as Nuts. So,
anyways,
at every hole, it was what's your score, Nuts? Yeah,
that's cool, Nuts.
So,
hey, yeah. What should I use here? A 9? Yeah, I think Nuts. I think you should do a 9, Nuts. Just let it float, Nuts.
Yeah.
Your kids will be proud, Nuts.
Damn straight, Nuts.
Oh.
You have some.
They'll be thankful.
You have some proud nutties.
I already.
That's right.
Some little baby nutties.
What are you going to name your kids, Hunter?
I thought we already talked about this. If I have twin boys, they're going to be Larry and Leroy.
No, you're not.
Dang straight, dude.
Why?
I'm a fan.
Why?
I'm all for it.
Why? You're gonna name a son.
I have twin boys.
A son, Larry.
No, I'm dead serious. Gonna name a son, Larry.
I won't.
And here's why. Here's why.
Because he's
because it's a family
a
name. It's not just because I like the name. It's a family.
You name. Like the name Larry?
Yeah, for real.
I like the name Larry.
Yes, you would.
I mean, bet you do.
What about Nuts Junior?
Yeah. What about Junior?
Easy there,
Nuts
buddy.
Junior.
Nuts Junior.
Larry's a good name. See, here's the thing.
It was a great name.
Don't say was. Whatever, dude. No.
Until
freaking,
we can't go
you,
there on the show.
You know, Grandpa. You know,
oh,
Grandpa.
You idiot. Excuse us, ladies and gentlemen.
Bad,
we're having some technical
bad.
Difficulties.
That
I didn't realize how close it was to be.
I wish y'all could have witnessed
I'm
that.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, that's just John Cena Taylor's microphone.
No. So the you know my Grandma Barney, right? You remember Grandma B?
Yes, that's her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a G.
So
original gangster.
She her first husband, his name was Larry. That was my mom's dad. And then when she remarried a Larry. And her youngest brother is named Larry. So it
so
runs
like
in the family.
Three Larrys in the family?
There's a
she
lot of
She married
Larrys
two Larrys?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yep. So
and
it's
has
family
a,
name.
And has a brother Larry?
I'll figure out how.
And has a brother, yeah. Little brother, her youngest, the only boy in the family, his name is Larry.
So she married two Larrys.
And has a younger brother named Larry.
That's a lot of Larrys.
That's a lot of Larrys.
I hear there's another story behind Larry, which I'm trying to wrap my head around, but I just seem to can't. I'm unable to imagine.
We can't go there on the air.
We can't go there on the air. Hey, folks, tune your ears out. I need to know. All right.
If anything, we'll press pause, and I'll tell you.
Pause.
Glad we're back.
So that's why it's, yeah.
That's why, yeah.
And plus my middle name is
now,
after
Hunter, here's my
Grandpa
question,
Larry too.
Is whose hair is this?
The Dixons?
It's the one from Bars.
I don't know whose that is.
The one from Bars.
That was going from your lip to your chin.
Well, there's hair all over this blanket. So.
Might I say, we've not had a proper introduction yet. Are we recording? Get a recording, y'all.
That's a good one.
Hey, boys, what do you say we shoot the breeze?
Welcome to Shooting the Breeze Podcast, episode 29.
29, all right.
Is it?
I wondered, like, maybe 23, 24-ish yeah. Around there.
I just made that up.
Yeah, I don't... I stopped counting, because... And I explained this on the podcast before, that actually at this time has not been released, but will.
You can put that back up.
We, no. Oh, yeah, I definitely will put that
okay.
One back up.
Yeah, that's fine.
But, yeah, we would put one out and then delete it. After this, so we'd put one out and then put another one out and then put the first one, delete it, and then they would just be left. So it'd be like 19 to 21, and we would, and we've deleted.
Why do we even need to number
them?
Nobody cares.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Why do
yeah,
we
whatever.
Need, we don't need number them. So, whatever. It is what it is.
29 because it's the 29th day of March, right? That's the 28th.
It's almost the 29th.
Right? Almost the 29th.
Anyways, we're doing something crazy here. We've never done it before. We got 5 people in here right now. We got...
First time.
What's the normal number?
3 or 4.
3 or 4.
4 is the max.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, 4 is the max?
Has been the max.
Sweet goodness.
I'm breaking records.
Sorry.
We got Charlie Walken here.
Hello, beautiful people.
Blessed by his grace.
Whoever's listening to this.
Who else we got here?
Your young gangsters.
The typical crew.
Yeah. Dix. Brayden's joining us from Utah. Actually, Brayden came down from Utah. He's here.
Yeah.
In the flesh.
It's a glorious
We got Dix and Nuts and Brayden and Cheeks and Charlie.
Chuck.
Yo.
Chuck. Oh, Chuck's his dad.
Yeah. And Chuck reminds me of Upchuck. I don't know.
What's up, Chuck?
Oh, man. See, exactly. Tragedy. Wait, so was there any originals? Like, who was on the very first episode? Or was it all four of y'all?
Me and Brayden.
Yeah, it was me and Taylor.
All right.
And then we invited Hunter on eventually, and then Hunter or Dixon moved in, so we didn't have any option but to invite him.
Dixon's moving out tomorrow morning.
Man, for
the time being,
so. There's some bittersweet feelings going on here, folks.
Yeah.
What's the bitter?
Well, the bitter is here, but the sweet is you.
Oh, well, I'm leaving next week, too, so.
Well, yeah, and then it makes it bitter again, and then it's all just back to sadness, but at least I got these two homies.
Yeah.
And Hunter's leaving, though.
Freaking sweet, hey. Jiminy, get me out of here.
Hey, Charlie's leaving, too. Tay.
Hey, possibility, man. Hopefully.
You're leaving?
Do you, like, got something you're taking
away? We don't know. Oh, I'll be putting it in the papers.
Okay. Fingers crossed.
Well, I mean, I hope you're leaving, but
yeah. Yeah.
I feel you.
I hope you leave your spirit here.
I feel you. Take it.
How do we know Charlie?
Charlie, I was thinking about this when I was taking care of some business before this podcast started. How did I meet you?
Dude, I'm trying to ponder.
I think I know. It's coming to me right
Please
now.
Please hit me.
I think it was junior high. And you would just order like a milk chugger,
dude.
10 milk chuggers and like 10 chocolate chip cookies
every single day
at lunch.
Because
you didn't go to elementary school with us. You went to junior high though with us. Because you were like, screw Mesa Academy for advanced learning or whatever.
Yep.
I ain't about no advanced learning.
Yeah. I said, no, I don't need that no more. I need to go get a acclimated with the Skyline group that's going to go from Smith.
Yeah.
Wow, dude, the milk chuggers. I wasted so much money on those bad boys.
Wait. What?
Charlie, every day, so at lunch, you'd have the inside cafeteria, the outside cafeteria.
And then if the I'm not mistaken, window.
Yeah, the a la carte windows. And Charlie would always go up to these a la carte windows, get little cookies, 25 cents, right?
They're 50 cents for them big old cookies.
Yeah, and then deal, 125 man. for the milk chugger.
Yeah, 125, which I remember feeling like it was a steep price, but no, it was a killer deal.
True.
Yeah, you'd like chug those things in seconds.
Yeah, I'd get like two strawberries,
like
three
the Shamrock milk chuggers.
Yeah. You ever had those before?
The ones you get from McDonald's or something.
No, the bigger. The ones you get from the gas station.
It's like a plastic bottle.
No,
they literally taste like a liquid shake.
4 days.
They're good, dude. It was bad. Yeah. It was not good.
Were you paying for your own lunches at that point? Was your mama loading your account with some cheddar?
I'm trying to remember. Did we have accounts?
Oh, yeah, like an account. I think we did. Your parents would
probably
like...
somehow finessed my mom into acting like I was.
I always wondered because, like, the second I bought something other than school lunch on my lunch account, my mom would, you know.
She would know?
She would notice.
She was checking daily.
She didn't check, but she would just be like, well, I uploaded $20, so that should last this many days. And if I ran out before then she'd be like,
tough luck.
What's going on here?
Yeah, wow. She'd be like, are you buying things other than lunch?
I should ask my mom when I get home. Be like, Mom.
Give me the scoop.
Yeah, let me
what
know.
What happened?
Did you ever see my purchases? And if so, what did you tell me? What did I tell you?
How much money do I owe you?
Yeah, seriously. Probably in the hundreds.
I think the time I really got to know Charlie was... Spanish class, what was that, junior year?
Is that when you guys make a Wendy's trip?
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Crack, man.
Every other day we were going to Jack in the
Box. Get their
Box.
Tacos?
We'd get everything.
We would just say, Myers, what do you want?
We'd say,
oh, Myers.
I'd raise my hand and go, Mr. Myers, can me and Charlie go to the restroom? And he'd say, yeah, bring me back an ultimate cheeseburger.
We'd be like, all right.
And then
good.
We would leave campus, and everybody on campus knows Charlie because he's 6'8", and there ain't no sense in trying to hide as we're leaving campus, because, you know, we're not supposed to be leaving campus to go to Jack in the Box, let alone during class. We'd like walk past Mr. Schultz, the assistant principal, and Charlie would be like, what's up, Mr. Schultz? And he'd be like, Charlie, my man. And we'd just walk right past him off campus. We'd go drive to Jack in the Box.
No way.
The security guards were cool too, man. I'd be like, hey. Well, there's only one that wasn't cool.
I don't even know if it was clicking with them that what we were doing. They were just like, there's Charlie. What a guy.
What's up, Charlie?
I don't remember that part for sure. I just remember
just saying, just Charlie was a crowd.
Oh, I believe that.
Say what up, funny. Homies.
Dude.
Goodness.
Just walk through prison.
Dude, we'd have... Myers was a champ.
Through the gates of heaven, man.
Not even.
It's the same same year that Charlie threw his iPod Touch at the whiteboard.
Whoa.
And broke it in half.
What's Wait, that? What? That sounds like an anger management story.
No, what I was trying. I was calmly trying to prove that cases are not needed. I had, so I casually chucked it at the whiteboard with no case on.
I had this big old case on my iPod.
Yeah, I remember that one. Dude, yeah.
And Charlie was like, "That thing's stupid. Why you got that on there?" I was like, "Cause I can drop it. I can throw it. I can do whatever I want with it, and it's fine." And he said, "That thing doesn't do anything." I was like, "Oh yeah." I was like, "Mr. Myers, can I throw my iPod at the whiteboard?" He's like, "Heck yeah!" So I throw my iPod at the whiteboard. It's fine. And then Charlie's like, well, my iPod can do that. And I was like, all right, let's see it. Sure enough.
Dude.
Here's the thing, though. It hit the lip of the whiteboard, okay? The little markers are found, you know? Literally right on it. I wish y'all could have seen the damage. It, like, bent that thing in half.
Well, yeah, it just, like, bent the outside casing, and then it,
Oh, yeah, it was completely ruined. Like, it wasn't, like, a casual screen cracking. It was, like, the thing was
the screen unsalvageable.
Toast, the case.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wow. Yeah, it literally, like, bent in half.
I felt pretty bad after that, because I definitely egged him on there.
Well, I remember before, like, your very first phone is, like, a sliding keyboard phone. Dude, you would, like, throw that like a frisbee.
Oh, yeah. I think I...
just, like, in the park, you just chug it, like...
It was indestructible. Might as well have been a Nokia.
Man, those are the times. Yeah. Great times.
Charlie, do you want to tell any stories about any pets you had as a child?
Oh, no.
The world might look at me a little different.
Hey, you were young. You've learned
folks,
since then.
Let me tell you the story about my first hamster. His name was Ham, featuring Ham the hamster. All right, I was 4 years old. My parents got me this hamster, and I felt like they abused it. All right, they always had it locked up. I tried to let the homeboy run free. They'd never let him loose, all right? Probably because I was 4 and did what I did. One time, my parents go upstairs to take a nice nap. I think, what a nice opportunity to let Ham have some free time. So I let this man out, let him, you know, run
hamster
around.
Hamster ball or no hamster ball?
No hamster ball, all right? Free balling. Yeah, free balling, all right? Wow. No, free balling with no ball, all right? I feel like even if you're in a ball, you're still trapped, all right? Homeboy abused his power immediately and ran right underneath the couch. All right, pissed me off, man. I was just tripping. I'm like, oh, I done messed up. I'm screwed forever. I'm a goner. Took me about 20 minutes finding this freaking Ham. His name was Ham. This Ham of a Ham. Gosh, can't believe him. I finally find this guy, hold him in my grip, and I'm chastising him. I'm like, Ham, you're abusing your powers here. And this guy decides to bite me on my thumb. And so I was done. And so I gave him a nice little chuck at the wall.
No, you...
But then I thought it was hilarious.
Watching his little body flail around there. Oh, man, he was twirling.
So I thought that was hilarious, and I chucked him about 8 more times until he was dead. He was probably realistically dead by about the 4th or 5th toss.
I didn't know you chucked him 8 times.
Oh, sweet goodness.
I knew you threw him at the wall, but not 8 times.
It might have been more closer to 11. Yeah, he was still alive after the first toss.
So then you just thought, I need to go harder?
Well, I thought it was funny, so I thought, I'll just keep throwing.
Oh, he was 4 years old.
So repercussions, what happened? What parents come home?
Oh, dude.
Where's Ham?
Oh, they came.
Did you try and put him back in the cage and make him look like he was alive?
No, didn't even try. I literally just left him on the counter. A mangled purple blue mess. Oh, there was no blood. He didn't, like, break through the skin, but you could tell that underneath the skin it was...
internal bleeding, for sure.
He's not looking too hot.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
I remember we gave him a nice little burial service. I'm sure I got spanked with a spoon. I don't really remember.
Was something that typical discipline?
Well, I mean, are you the kind of person to tell your mom, like, yeah, I threw him out the wall 8 times?
Well, I mean, I don't really remember if I tried to even weasel my way out of it, but, like, it was obvious what happened.
Mm. Like, a human had thrown him. Walls or what?
Oh, no, but, you just look at his body, and it's like, he clearly didn't just die from natural causes. This man's clearly got some trauma occurred to him.
Hamsters are dumb pets.
Hey, yeah, man. I'm not, dude, he abused his power, right? That's all I got to say. I was four.
All right? Hamsters, I had some hamsters growing up. They're freaking nocturnal.
Oh, that's
our
sucks.
Stupid hamsters had this wheel, and you know, like hamsters do, and it was a squeaking wheel. So they'd get in, they did get in the wheel at night and just squeak all night long. The most obnoxious thing ever. And they'd also, they would escape out of their cage all the time. We had them in like an aquarium, like a glass aquarium, and they'd climb up their watering thing and get out, and they'd like fill their mouths with food, climb out of the cage, and they'd run across my room down the hall, into my parents' room, down their bathroom, into their closet.
Oh, wow.
And dump all this food behind, like, some extra toilet paper in the closet. And it, by the time we figured it out, they had a stash probably, I mean, like, 2 or 3 cups full of food. Like, they'd been working on this project.
So, wait, they were able to climb back in the cage?
No, we didn't find them running around.
Oh, but you didn't know they had dropped off their food.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Because, like, then we'd, like, start putting weights on the cage, and they'd still just, like, muscle through and get out. It was crazy. Wow. And they're also reproductive machines. Like, they had babies, a good litter, you know, 7 or 8 hamsters or something. By the way, don't touch baby hamsters. They'll be eaten by their parents.
Really?
So, yeah, the first litter, we took the survivors to the pet store so they could have a life or whatever. And we come back, and there was more freaking baby hamsters.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Interesting timing. But anyway,
the weirdest pet I had was a hermit crab. You guys ever have hermit crabs?
Yeah.
We went to the mall, and they had, like, one of those weird kiosks in the middle of the mall, you know? And you could pick out a hermit crab, and it had a painted shell. Mm. Mine had a race car design. Mm. So I had a racing hermit crab.
Speed racer.
Call him Turbo.
And then sometimes they grow out of those shells, and you'd have to get a new crib.
Yeah. So did you paint my crib?
Actually, I don't know what happened to him. I'm pretty sure he died or something. Yeah.
It's Pimp My Crib MTV.
Oh, okay. You say paint or pimp?
I said paint, but the OG TV show is Pimp My Crib.
You guys got any other stories about how you met Charlie? Nuts or Cheeks?
I'm trying to remember how I met both y'all. I'm sure it was in 8th grade.
It was just junior high, yeah.
Yeah,
at lunch, hanging out.
Exact days and know how it kind of blossomed. I still remember seeing you for the first time. We were at Jaron Hoffling's house. We were playing some weird, like, Hitler game.
Oh, that was, like, after going from my mission, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the first time I'd seen you in a couple years. Give you a nice, glorious hug. I remember that day nicely, yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah, Charlie's hugs are just
back in the day.
Well, I mean, he's got a wingspan enveloping. Of like 8 feet. So yeah.
I wish I could give all y'all listening a hug. Every last one of y'all.
All of the above.
It's frowned upon in the world right now. Who knows when y'all gonna listen to this? But good old COVID.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hugged my neighbors. I'm headed to Utah tomorrow, and so I hugged a couple of my neighbors, and they're like at this party with their neighbors, and like everyone was freaking out. I think it was like a joke. Because they're all, you know, kind of like, I don't even know how to describe them. But they're just like joking. Like, they'd be like a biker crew, I don't know. But they're not bikers. A
biker crew?
No, I want to say
they're
like...
They're just a club of friends that are hanging out in the driveway.
They're just like, yeah, right. So they were like, what are you doing? And then I hugged the mom goodbye, and then I hugged the dad goodbye. And I was like, yep, see ya. And they're like, why, what are you doing? Don't touch them, don't touch them. Go wash your hands, don't touch your face. Yada, yada. I think it was just, they're just teasing me though. It was like, it's kind of interesting where you go to stores and there's tape everywhere and it's like, wow. Speaking of stores.
I almost wish we could live like this every day where people just stayed 6 feet away from me without me having to say anything.
For reals, yeah.
I mean, minus all the other crap about not being able to sit down in a restaurant and everything, but.
Do you have a problem? Like,
there's a lot of good things that have come out of it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen more people out exercising than I have ever. Yeah.
Right. People out hiking, spending time outdoors, spending time with their family, doing like projects at their home.
Probably realizing they need to stock up on more than like 3 days worth of food in their house.
Yeah, how to budget.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
But probably going a little overboard on the toilet paper, though.
Oh, so. For sure. Blessing it just sucks.
Why toilet paper is the real question.
The price has to be paid for people to learn these lessons.
Yep.
You know, you got people dying, but.
So why toilet paper? Let's go over that.
Well, I think there's more than just toilet paper. I mean, we went to the noodle section and, like, all the canned stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot of empty shelves, but it started
with toilet paper. Yes, yeah. Right.
Ammo's kind of going out, too, and it's going up in price, too. You used to get 100 shells of 12-gauge for $20, and it's like, I can't remember what the price was, but I remember thinking, like, hey, I'm not going to buy any more shotgun ammo.
You getting that at Wally World or what?
At Walmart. Yeah,
even
just the
like the multi-use, like the field, what is it, the field load? Where it's got like the, target. For the
target load. That's usually what I get, that Winchester stuff.
That's weird. I mean, normally a target load shouldn't go up because it's not like it's a...
Self-defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that people, you know, people are normally buying like self-defense calibers and ammunition right now. But
hey, whatever shoots, right?
Yeah.
At this point,
I mean, that'd still hurt. I mean, I think if you're getting shot at, you're not going to stop to see what caliber you're getting shot at or what load you're getting shot at with.
No.
So.
Good tangent.
Oh, what? He's got a 20 gauge on me?
This guy ain't nothing.
Ouch, man, that hurt. Weak. What was that? Weak. What ammo was that, bro?
Oh, airsoft, baby. Desperation. Taylor and I were talking about that yesterday. We're like, let's go to Walmart, buy some cheap airsoft guns, and have an airsoft war this weekend.
Dude, back in the day, airsoft was life.
Man, that was such a good time, being tactical with your buddies.
I remember the day when I had a thought to myself, I'm never going to stop playing airsoft. I thought you had that thought. I had that
thought. I'm never going to stop.
You could just join clans with Taylor's uncle. Taylor's uncle is actually pretty into it. He's got some cool stuff.
We had some cool stuff, heck.
They did. They had the getup. You had like some fully automatic one, and then you had like a 3-shot shotgun. Yeah, didn't
I still
you?
Got that.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So dude, I remember that.
Intense.
Did you ever?
And you
airsoft?
Had some kind of rifle, didn't you?
You had like some M14s.
Dude, I had all sorts of money. Yeah. Not money, but just like I dropped a lot of money for airsoft and all sorts of guns and stuff.
I remember that was the first thing me and Hunter Brown. I was like, Hunter Brown came over to my house. What we did
that
for
was
fun.
That was funny.
I smoked him in some airsoft.
Well, here's what happened. Let me tell you the story. So he's like, I think he knew all along. He's like, I'm going to get this guy. So in Brayden's backyard, there's a playset. And I got up on top of the playset.
You went around by Courtney Farkas's. Around the back,
yeah,
popped over the fence,
he knows.
And shot him right in the butt.
Yep.
Oh,
so
yes.
I'm sitting, looking at the other side of the yard, other side of the yard, that's where the gate is. So I'm just shooting him, and he goes behind the corner, and I'm just kind of like sitting up at the top of the playhouse just waiting for him to come out. I'm like, well, it's been a little while. Well, he had gone out the gate and around the corner.
The front yard.
Yeah, to Courtney Farkas'
down
house,
the sidewalk.
And just, boom, shot me right in the butt. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man down, man
was
down.
Was not expecting that.
Nailed him.
Sounds like something B-Money would do. A nice sly move.
Mm. Yeah. My brother and I, we had some cheap guns. And we were super eerie, like, when we first got into airsofts. We had, like, these fun, like, little pistols that you got for free for buying, like, something over $100. I don't know. And we come here to Arizona with them. But we also we're going to have like a big airsoft war. I think you were there, Brayden.
Probably.
It was at the hospital. It's a great place. The boat. I remember there was a boat there.
Oh, where the hospital is now.
Yes. So.
Oh, this medical center.
Yeah.
The desert.
Yeah.
The desert.
That was our field.
Right.
We like own that field.
Right.
That's fun.
Great place. Great place.
There's a shopping cart over there too.
So my brother and I, we had these two guns. And Taylor's like, okay, let's do this. Me versus you guys, I have this knife and I have to assassinate you. I could throw it and hit you and you die. Whatever, I slash you. And just in his yard, and yes, Taylor wrecked us. That was like, but we're like freaking murked. We're just like eeked everywhere. We're like, whoa, where's he going to come from? We're just super, it was dark, it was night, it was scary.
I don't remember that.
I was freaking out, dog. It was crazy.
I remember
going back up to your house after that, though. You guys dropped some money and got some good guns.
Yep,
he got like a tracer unit and everything.
That was tracer unit with glow in the dark BBs. Ooh, great at night.
I remember one time we like invited some other team to come play our team over at our field. You know, it was like the Sandlot.
It's like the Sandlot for airsoft.
Caleb had found somebody, some team, and so they came like all decked out, like ready to come.
They had like radios and everything.
Oh yeah, so they were super tactical, and we ended up smoking them.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah!
Wow!
They were like
the boys.
I mean, in our eyes, they were like straight out of the military, and we're just like dinking around. But we ended up kicking them.
Yeah, we're like what, like 12, 13,
Dude,
14 years
like,
old.
That's like the epitome of what the Sandlot. What happened on the Sandlot? These guys have better everything, and you come and they
like. I remember being nervous, like straight up nervous.
Yeah.
You felt like you were going to war,
and there was that ditch that ran.
This
down
was
the middle,
war.
And the last guy was in that ditch. And I saw him going. He was moving towards you. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get this guy. So I like drop my main weapon, pull out my sidearm. And
you
I'm
just
like moving
after
at
him.
And I just start lighting him up.
That's funny.
Yeah. Wow, Brayden just gave the knee slap. That was...
Those were the days,
he
right?
He genuinely got excited for that story.
No, yeah. I remember even going to like some indoor fields.
Well, we destroyed.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. I don't know how, but me and Brayden, we just got like this connection, this tactical connection, yeah. You know? Just clearing house, man.
Glorious. Good time. Nice. Glorious. Do you remember... we'll move on after this, but we went to Tempe paintball and airsoft.
Oh, yeah.
We were playing Capture the Flag, and we smoked the other team like every time within like 30 seconds.
Video's on YouTube. Check seconds. It.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You video? We got a
YouTube video.
So,
yeah.
That pretty much funny. What we do is Taylor was just laying down cover fire. Everybody was just laying down cover fire. I'd sprint and like run, jump over these 55-gallon barrels, dude, and the flag was in the middle of the field.
You had knee pads. You would like slide on your knees.
I had
knees.
These knee pads, and so I'd get running, and then I'd slide and grab the flag. By the time they're shooting me, I'm already behind a wall again, and I'd run the flag back and we'd win every time.
That is so funny.
Hey, what can the boys type into YouTube? I'm trying to watch, man.
Probably just like look
let's
up
let
my
the
name.
World know.
It might be on there.
What does the world need to type?
Taylor Cederstrom.
Taylor Cederstrom.
Cederstorm. Thank you for your service.
You also see Taylor's face. Hurt my girt.
Yeah, dude, I think legit we should like get some of these like little cheap airsoft guns at Walmart. Relive the glory.
We still have a few hanging around.
Dude, really?
Pull up on a group of 13-year-olds.
Dude. Nothing special.
Brent's got one.
I've got all my guns. I mean, I haven't touched them in a couple years. I've got my shotgun. I've got.
Is Walmart open
right
now?
We have a shotgun and a rifle.
My Mac 11.
I've got
the KWA Mac 11.
Dude, the Stinger pistol. That was my favorite, dude.
I know. But I've got that the gas Mac 11 that shoots like 50 rounds in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's scary.
Dang.
Probably need some
BBs all over. Your carpet.
Yeah.
Find them in your
everywhere.
Case.
You find them everywhere, dude. I still find them. Still find them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go, like, to use a backpack and I'll, like, flip Check it upside it down and BBs just, like, fall out.
I ain't seen no videos of that on YouTube.
Maybe I deleted them. Can't remember, but.
Hey, re-upload them.
Hmm. Dang straight.
Nah.
We're all quarantined.
Bring
all right,
us back.
We need some good
need quality
some good,
content.
Yeah, we need some content out here, man.
Dude, speaking of hobbies, though. We go disc golfing quite a bit with the old Charlie here.
That's Charlie, I was gonna say that's my relationship.
You gotta tell us how you got into disc golf.
Dude, it was all my pops, man. My pops had a guy at work at his old job, his name was Jefferson, who totally got him into it, and then my dad just took on to it like nothing. And that's funny, I actually remember thinking it was like a weenie sport. And I'm like, Dad, you freaking lame. I'm like, that's not a real sport. And I remember it was his birthday, and he's like, why don't you go disc golfing with me? And I only went because it was his birthday. I still remember my first drive went like 15 feet to the left. Absolute trash drive. But no, I actually had fun, and I was like, this is actually great. And then ever since then, I go with my dad as often as I can. Mm. But yeah, I'm glad that these boys like it, man. It's fun to introduce people, man.
Well, it's
fun
funny
to show people.
Because remember last summer when we started going all together, that one time we invited Emmett? Well, that guy took off.
Oh, dude.
Now he has like hundreds of discs.
Dude, I went and bought like a whole like, box full of discs.
I
was like, my man.
Yeah.
Doesn't he drag his wife along?
Well, he doesn't drag his wife, but she comes along.
Yeah,
she was there. She was there today.
Don't kid us. Don't kid us.
I think she would say differently.
I think my
disc golf form is just about as good as my normal golf form.
Yeah.
Stellar?
No.
Extra stellar.
But.
I mean, we Brayden can laugh at his
done,
form.
I'll say.
But
he's
close to par every time.
He's consistent.
He's whooping my
he's
butt.
He's consistent.
Unorthodox, but efficient.
Y'all should see some of the missionaries dad and I have taken out, all right? Y'all are great compared to some of these scrubs. Much love to all y'all, but some of y'all suck, man. Y'all are terrible, man. I'm talking worse than my 15-foot throw to the left. I'm like, they might as well be throwing backwards. I'm like, y'all supposed to go that way, bro. Terrible.
Might as well be throwing a bag of sand.
Yeah, or a boomerang.
That's funny.
My goodness. Yeah, disc golf for the win.
Yeah, speaking of which, you have your little Mario little jump before you throw your disc, right?
You got to get the momentum and the upward force.
It's me.
The lift.
He's the Happy Gilmore for the frisbee golf industry.
Yeah. Speaking of Happy Gilmore, have you seen the Mike Trout version of that?
Dude, he slams that golf ball
so
over
funny.
The fence.
So that they took that scene from Happy Gilmore where he's at the driving range,
no,
and they put Mike Trout's face on Adam Sandler, and then they put Tiger Woods' face on the black guy.
Well, it's because Mike Trout just...
Yeah, did you see that video of him at Topgolf?
Topgolf, he hits the ball over the back fence.
I mean, it goes.
I've seen some of those videos, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Speaking of Mike Trout, the recent video for MLB opening day.
You're going to get me all teary-eyed.
It's a tear-jerker.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch the full video, so explain it to me and to the viewers.
And me, I'm fully unaware. We might as well just
watch it. We'll play it for us, for those in the studio, and then maybe, Taylor, you can edit in the actual video so it's got some quality to it, you say?
All right.
Oh, man.
We can try putting it up to the microphone right now and then see how it turns out.
My tree's going to die.
Do you need my foot?
Oh, that's fine. I killed the tree. It's okay.
Rip.
Right.
Yeah, don't play some Bob. It might be bad.
Holy moly!
Wow!
These are like, they're almost like Chacos, but these are flat soled. They're great.
Chacos?
Yep.
I've never even heard of that.
Okay, here we go.
It's that door.
Stellar.
Oh, I guess I might need to keep the phone on.
Might be good.
Yeah, show me.
Every year on opening day, we come together to hope, to believe, to be part of a community. Opening day may be postponed, but unity,
I appreciate your lifelong support,
hope, and community don't have to be. This is a team game played by individuals. And every one of us has a role to play. Even though we are apart, we can come together.
I felt no goosebumps.
Oh.
What's up with that music, man?
Are you dead?
Okay, I'm get dead, the man. Music.
You didn't get goosebumps?
No goosebumps.
I've seen it three times before, and I just got goosebumps again.
I cried just talking about it. I haven't even seen the video.
I ought to just shut my mouth here, folks.
I mean, well, this is the same man that threw a hamster at a wall.
I get the
music.
Yeah,
I have no soul, all right, if you haven't figured it out.
But yeah, so that video was put out by...
The MLB.
The MLB.
Major League Baseball, FYI.
And because, what was it, like 2-3 days ago?
Was opening day.
Was opening
or
day.
Should have been.
Thanks, COVID. Yeah.
Shouts out.
COVID ruined it. But, so MLB put out that video, basically said, hey, even though we're separated by distance, together we are one during this opening day.
I guess that's a good message.
Hmm.
And then President Trump retweeted it.
Reposted it. With his hashtag repost.
Holla.
As he does with everything that he posts.
True.
Repost Ivanka Trump. Repost Donald Trump Jr.
But yeah.
I do get what you're saying, though. That song choice isn't very good.
A little extra.
Maybe we needed to play it like with some loudspeakers.
The angels. That would have been good.
Well, then how are you going to hear the narration of the video if you're listening to songs with lyrics? Anyway, great video.
It's just cool because, like, American.
I missed baseball season. Yeah, exactly. Game. I didn't even start. I was so stoked. I didn't get to go to a spring training game.
Are we going to act like the NBA didn't get canceled either?
They're
about to go to the playoffs, right?
And I'm not much of a basketball fan, but this was a monumental year for LeBron James, is what I hear.
It was a monumental year for the whole season, dog.
Kobe died.
LeBron was killing it.
That's true. Yeah.
Dude, it was going to be a good playoffs, bro. Warriors weren't going to be in the finals. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's been years since that's happened. But no, it had to get canceled.
Also, March Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, love March Madness.
Gosh, man.
Yeah.
See, that's good. That's a tearjerker for me, man.
So much goodness.
That's where I get sad.
I didn't respect that, but...
Gosh.
Gotta reciprocate it.
Yeah, now we got no reason to bust out TV2 and TV3.
True.
Dang it. Yeah, fair. I wish I could have known what other topics were talked about on this podcast so I'd know what to bring up or what not to bring up.
Well, you got something on your mind? Bring it up. You think we have an agenda or something?
I just wanted to make sure that there is.
We can always edit. We can edit out at the end.
Edit out things, huh?
Yeah.
You got the power, huh?
Well, Taylor does. We just work here.
I got the power.
Yeah, let's edit that out.
Okay.
Well, is that it?
That seems to be quite a lull.
It does seem quite a lull.
How long have we been going for?
I mean, we could talk about Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
How long do they usually last?
That was totally hour and a half.
Charlie, you on the Warzone grind?
The Warzone grind?
Yeah, you got Modern Warfare?
Was that? Oh, no. I'm not much of a gamer.
Charlie,
that's how we keep in touch.
I know you love Minecraft.
I do love Minecraft. That soundtrack is fire.
Download the Minecraft albums, man.
You can go downstairs and play Minecraft with my younger siblings.
Dude, are they a fan? Is Gabe a fan?
Both of them. Especially Claire.
Oh, my goodness.
Especially
really?
Claire, yeah.
Oh, dude, I'll build a world with her. Dude, glorious.
I was actually going to say at the start of this podcast, I don't know why, but I was actually watching some, I thought Charlie would appreciate this. I watched some Minecraft roller coaster videos the other day. Some of that stuff's pretty trippy. It's like, it blows your mind how much time people spend on these places.
It's like, a real hobby. That makes me happy. Yeah, I never really get on these days, but I do listen to that soundtrack quite often. I've purchased both. I even bought a Minecraft vinyl the other day, bro.
Wow.
It's like, that's how much I love it. A vinyl.
Do you have something to play it on?
Oh, yeah.
You got a record player?
Yeah.
Which records do you
own? That's awesome.
Give us a 4-in-1.
Give us a list of your records you own.
Minecraft.
People are going to be ashamed. It's all of my favorite albums from back in the day, all right? We're talking like...
That's good.
You know, but they're, you know, the artists are not really.
Well, just spit it out.
Too
come on.
Friendly. Well, you know, we got Oxymoron by Schoolboy Q.
Yo, that's Skunk. A great album.
You know that album?
Beautiful.
And you actually think that about that album? Because it's not a very clean. I love that album, though. It's one of my favorite albums.
Great album.
Hey, Under Pressure by a good old Logic.
Logic's great.
Good Kid, Mad City by Kendrick Lamar. Instant classic.
Yep.
Scum F Flower Boy by Tyler the Creator.
Tyler the Creator, yeah.
That's one of my favorite albums.
He was brilliant on that, too.
Those are all the albums that I own.
This is Dixon's
world. I feel like he's pulling my leg.
Nah, dog. My heart
goes. I genuinely
goes.
Feel like he's pulling
Dix
my leg.
Dix is pumped because all we talk is country. There's nobody else to talk to.
Dix is the big rap guy.
My heart goes to rap. I'll listen to new albums, but I'll only give it like once or twice, but same. I don't listen to it anymore.
Yeah, I don't listen to new rap at all, but those are like back in the day when I did listen to it, those were my favorites, bro.
Yes.
Those are like those albums right there I could sit down and listen to the whole thing.
Yep.
Hey, Born Sinner by J. Cole, that's on the list. Got to get that one in. I don't own that one yet, but all the other ones I've said, I own.
If you want a classic vinyl, what is it? Trick the Mind?
Dixon just got that smirk on his face like, you guys are going to hate this, but...
Yeah, I did, and then it threw off all...
I thought about, like, Oxymoron, if anything.
A Tribe Called Quest. A Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, dude, A Tribe Called Quest?
What's their album called? I forgot. No, no.
One great. I definitely need to get is Demon Days.
Oh, like yes.
That's Demon Day. That's on the list.
Hey, I was telling Braden.
I love the
I appreciate you're Braden because he's all like, right. Like obviously Hunter, Taylor, Braden, super country dudes. But Braden, well, like, we turned on Super Fast.
Super Fast.
And we were just like screaming it out together. I was like, I would never expect to do that with Braden, but I did, and it was great.
Hey, you know what? If there's one song that's actually been pretty nice that I've heard from B Money, it's Take Me Home. Country Roads.
Oh my goodness.
I am a fan of that
dude.
Song. All right, that song.
Yo!
Is,
dude,
yeah.
Johnny D.
Has Jaren heard that one? Because he asked us about country specifically. Maybe he might like that one too.
Who hasn't heard that song? If you haven't heard that song,
hey, Jaren, I am not. I had not heard of it,
now.
And I'm not a fan of country,
and I don't think
but I liked
Dixon
that one.
Had either.
Exactly. I'm exactly with Charlie.
Did
I'm
you,
not.
Yeah. You thought
oh,
it was good?
I love that song.
Dixon, we're on the same way.
Charlie, when did we listen to that song together?
On the way over to
Johnny D. Bringing people together.
Sycamore Creek or something?
Oh, that's 1960, whatever. That's freaking funny, man.
Oh, man.
I went and downloaded it that night. And then I texted my granddad and was like, hey, granddad, I'm listening to this song. And he was so proud of me. And then he started asking me if I knew any of his other songs. And I'm like, no.
Like, that,
and
that's
he
it.
Was very disappointed in
Chai
me.
Pop.
Yeah.
Chai Pop.
I was like, sorry to let you down, funny. Senior.
Chuck Senior.
Chuck Senior, yeah. Goodness gracious. Yeah, that's a good one right there. I'm sorry. Every other country song y'all have put me through. I can't do it. All right, I've given it a fair shot. All right, it's not like I'm a Debbie Downer. I don't be complaining. I give them all a shot, but I'm like,
what about Fishing in the Dark?
Well, you have to give me a little snippet.
Yeah, sing it out for us.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Nuts.
Fish in the Dark.
Come on, Rusted Nuts. Let's hear it.
Yeah, nice little duo.
Rusty Nuts.
Do it.
Oh, Rusty. My bad.
Sweet Crusty Nuts.
Fishing in the
Dark. Oh, Rusty, not Crusty.
You've never heard Fishing in the Dark by Nitty Gritty?
Nitty Gritty. My goodness.
It's got a nice little
Did you guys do this for this, the church Watch, thing?
He's going to start singing. He's going
to... No.
Your speaker on there is trash, I'll say that.
That's not the greatest.
It's okay, you can hear what you need to hear, and it's still garbage. That's just my humble opinion.
Oh, man.
Maybe I shouldn't say garbage. I know you guys are a fan of this type of music, so I should refrain from being evil.
Put them on blast on their podcast.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to never have more than four people. The fifth one comes on and rips y'all and, you know, tears into y'all's music selection.
That's funny. That's right.
Well,
to each their own.
Yeah, no, I'm just joking. I respect it. I just can't listen to it personally. It's not like if I go out, you know, shooting in the desert with y'all, I'm going to be like, this sucks. Change it. You know, I respect
it. 10 points accuracy, actually.
If you it's also plus 5 horsepower when you're playing it when you're driving down the road.
Yep.
Well, I obey the speed limit, all right? I don't give no flips.
Really?
About fast. Well, no, I'll go about, you know,
if you're out mobbing in the desert, dude, well, you need some, some
no
torque for some hill climbs.
Or do you just want to race somebody, then...
I ain't racing nobody in my Honda Civic.
Well, you'd be racing more if you had plus 5 horsepower.
And you can't forget the minus 10% of getting stuck, too. So you can't forget that one.
Minus 50% of getting stuck, bro.
that's so true.
Yeah,
who's last of us to get stuck?
Hunter.
Yeah, I think it was Hunter. Yeah. Well, what's the story, dog?
So me and Tate decided we wanted to go hunting. So we went to where we usually go shooting. And we're just going to kind of hike over some of those hills and see if we can find a good spot. Anyways, we pull off just to find a good spot to park the truck, and we pull into some wet sand, and we're going nowhere.
That was just normal old sand.
No, it was wet sand. It was. You weren't digging in it. It was wet sand.
You weren't digging in it until I showed up.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Wait. You said... Sorry.
Two-wheel drive
you
truck.
You said that...
Wait, why are you driving in sand if you got a two-wheel drive truck?
Well, because I didn't know it was that wet and that deep. I didn't know I was going to have a problem with it. Because I was driving.
Was it wet?
It was wet. I was shoveling in
it.
With what
shovel?
Ask Tate. With what
shovel?
My hands, you doof. So, of course, I felt it.
Shoveling just...
Anyway, go ahead, Hunter.
That's the story. And so then...
No, there's more to that story.
So then... Okay, yeah, I guess there's more to that story. So then... there was no service where we were at, so I had to hike probably, a good half mile or so up to this mountain, this hill, to get some service, to call Brayden at some early time in the morning. It was probably
seven.
Like
7 or something.
You were texting
Did I wake you up,
Brayden,
or were you doing
too.
Something?
I thought, you called me, and I heard my phone ring, and I was like, that's Hunter calling me to try and get me to go hunting or something. I don't want to go right now.
Oh, well.
Or no, I thought you were trying to get me to go play disc golf. I can't remember.
Probably.
I was like, I'm sleeping. I don't want to go right now.
So, I called you a few times.
And then you called me like 2 or 3 times again. I'm like, okay, he's probably dead. I'll call him.
So then I finally get a hold of him. I just woke you up, right? You weren't doing anything?
Mm-hmm.
And so then Brayden's like, no, you were doing something on your car, weren't you? Weren't you working on your car, doing something? And you're like, I got to finish putting this on and then I'll be out there.
No, I just had to put my hitch on because my hitch wasn't on.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So you had to put your hitch on to come out. And so then he did that real quick, came out, and pulled us out.
Yeah.
So.
Time out. Taylor has the craziest. You and Brett driving home in the Jeep shifting. What even happened? I forgot.
Whoa.
Mate. Who? What?
You and Brent. Driving home in the Jeep.
Oh, his
what happened?
Control arm, bro.
This is crazy. No, yeah.
Was this coming back from our camping trip?
Yeah.
I love Brent Wheeler.
Oh, freak, I never heard this story.
So, what was it? It's the part that connects your axle to the chassis of the car.
Trailing arm or control arm.
Something like that, yeah. So, anyways, we went out shooting one time after it rained, and Brent's like, oh, I got to take my Jeep through these big old puddles, and he's just hitting these puddles. Hits one real hard, and it busts that part on the left. So it's the driver rear axle.
Which he previously welded, correct?
No. So this is when he broke it the first time.
Okay.
So it was already probably rusted a little bit. Broke it the first time. Then he's like, oh, I'll just weld it back on. So he welds it. Thinks it's going to hold. And then we're out driving up camping, driving on dirt road.
Yeah.
And it broke off. Like, broke the weld. So, we're driving up this dirt road, and you can see when we turn, and I'm sitting shotgun, and I look out the rear view, And I'm looking at down the side, down the back side of the car, and I see the wheels just move out to the right a little bit more. Like they'll just laterally, the whole axle is just moving underneath the chassis.
Like side to side.
Yeah. So like we're just sitting on this axle. I'm like, huh, well, that's kind of scary. Then we're driving back home. So we camped, you know, whatever. Driving back home. Got some good stories from that camp trip, too.
Yes, we did.
Driving back home, and we're driving pretty fast down the freeway. And he'll, like, turn when the freeway kind of just turns a little bit. And you can feel just the chassis, like, you can feel your gravity, you know, just moving out to the side while the car is, you know, turning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How when you go in a car and you're going fast, when you turn real fast, everybody kind of leans and moves. You can feel that happening because the chassis is still wanting to go.
Just change the
G's. Yeah, it's the inertia and everything. Yeah. So I don't know if he's gotten that fixed, but.
Hopefully he has. He's already welded it once. So I wonder what, if he's got it
welded. You welded again.
Well, yeah, but. Obviously, the first time it didn't work out very well.
I don't imagine Brent's a great welder.
Well, it's not Brent. He took it to Dave.
Well, I mean, Dave's good, but.
Yeah.
Shout out Brent, man. I love Brent.
Brent's a great guy.
Yeah, it's great, dude.
Hey, guess who's never been stuck? All right.
Charlie?
Your boy. Your Honda Civic, all right?
Wait, I never got my Civic stuck either.
Yeah, I thought you did with Jaron.
He got his dad stuck with me.
No, that was my dad's Civic. That was not my
Civic. And you had that guy in the Jeep.
Boys,
yeah.
Then again, if you've taken your Civic off any type of public road, then you've gone further than I ever have. So that's why I haven't been stuck.
One time we went mudding over behind the old Spring of Life church over there, and Brent, this is when Brent had like his old
Chevy, right? That red Chevy? One? Or was this Jeep a different
thing? I think it was a different one. It was like a crew cab, long bed, 4x4 truck or whatever.
The blue one?
I can't remember. But we're out there mudding, and Brent got stuck in his 4-wheel drive truck, but my Honda Civic did not.
You best believe that.
Wow, that's impressive.
I mean, part of that was a little bit of user error, but yeah, it was a good day.
Well, it's crazy. One of our last podcasts all together, we're like, "Well, this is crazy goodbye." Like, what? A month later, we're all together again. So that was funny.
Yeah.
Well, I told you that's how it was gonna go.
Yeah, we did this a month ago.
Like 3 months ago.
Oh, was this before you left to Utah? Yeah, yeah.
I gotta say, it's a mighty privilege to be able to share this podcast with y'all.
Great to have you, dude.
Absolutely glorious to just be with the homies. Nice little sweet glorious reunion. Does make me wonder though, when will we all be back?
When will we all be back together?
Yeah. This one's it.
Maybe never. Yeah,
I'm telling you, we can tell a podcast.
Friendships are eternal.
Yeah.
Here's my predictions. Brayden's going to stay in Utah. He probably won't come back for a little while.
Well, sure, I'll come back. My parents are moving. I'm going to help them move up.
Well, okay, besides that.
Well, what, that doesn't count all of a sudden?
No, that doesn't count because you won't be here for very long.
Why wouldn't
I'm talking for a period of time. Like, you'll be here, staying, living.
Oh, like living?
Yes.
Okay.
Dixon will go to Utah. You got one more semester left?
Two.
You coming back?
More semesters?
I'll be back in August.
Oh, that's right.
So you got two more left. So you'll finish your school, then you'll go back up to Utah.
Yeah,
and we probably will see you again.
That's a wrap!
And then Taylor. Except
for Charles.
You're going to be here for a little while, though.
Oh, wow, I'm unaware of what's going on.
I should have given him the question beforehand so he could think about it.
He's good on the fly.
All right, let's do it.
We ask this every guest on the podcast. What is the most important lesson that you've learned in your life?
Piece of advice.
Christ is real.
Whoa. Fast.
That was a great lesson. What's the most important piece of advice you've ever received? Or most influential piece of advice? You can have a second to think about that. And you can also elaborate on your most important lesson if you'd like to. I didn't mean to just like shut that down. It's a great lesson.
That's all good.
Yeah, whatever. That's a great lesson. But what's the most important piece of advice you've ever received? Yeah, that wasn't my intention. We could always shoot the breeze more while you think if you'd like.
Well, I'm thinking about like when I got processed, and that was when I realized Christ is real. Mm-hmm. But like, it wasn't like it was necessarily a piece of advice. It was more just a series of like, you know, a 4-hour long session of doing. I don't know how to explain. probably makes zero sense. But yeah, so I don't know. I don't know how to. I guess I couldn't really pinpoint it to one person giving me one steady thing of advice. But if there's anything I've learned, Christ is real. That's all I got to say. Shoot.
All right. Dang it.
Amen.
Much love to all the homies out there, man.
Thanks, Trey.
But especially to these ones right in this room. Freaking gangsters.
It's getting a little toasty in here, if I do say it so is. Myself.
Yeah, let's call it. I think we'll call it right now.
Yeah.
See ya.
I'll do her.
Champ. What a champ.